There's sports betting, and then there's Circa Las Vegas, an adults-only sports watching nirvana. Now you can watch up to 19 games at the world's largest sports book on a 78-million-pixel, three-story mega screen. Plus, it's always spectator season at America's largest pool amphitheater, Stadium Swim. Stadium Swim is open 365 days a year and features all sports on an epic 143-foot screen. Book your reservation at CircaLasVegas.com. Circa Las Vegas, this is sports the way it should be. It's
better over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to four lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device credit service ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
I'm Jed Lipinski. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
So they have really great weapons on the outside, so kind of like playing, like kind of letting them run the ball, if I would say, you know what I'm saying? Just not giving up explosive plays. I mean, we still gave up, I think, too many, but making sure we limit those explosive plays.
Taron Johnson, letting them run the ball? That's what the Bills defense is built for. Light boxes, let them run the ball. So part of why teams can occasionally run well against the Bills invite it. And, of course, we'll see if they make any moves today. It's deadline day. Jeremy and Joe, it's also election day. Go vote. And we'll take more of your phone calls. 803-0550. Lindy Ruff at 8 o'clock. The Sabres play the Senators tonight.
Howard did tweet from voting line and said that the discussion is about how lucky the Chiefs are. That's what he's currently doing. He's doing the show from the voting line.
Howard is?
Yeah, basically. Isn't that what everybody's waking up this morning and doing? Listen, maybe not how lucky they are, but
I hope the voting line moves fast enough, or else Howard's going to have to pick the Bills while picking someone to vote for. Like Howard picks the candidates, and also Howard picks the Bills. That's coming up, you know, today.
He really should just have a YouTube channel where he just picks things.
Yes.
Everything.
That'd be a good idea. 803-0550 on the Chiefs last night, and DeAndre Hopkins, 2 touchdowns, the state of the AFC, Bills Colts this weekend. The Colts had their worst game of the year this past week against the Vikings. And let me tell you, like, one thing about Colts Vikings versus Colts Bills that's different. The Vikings this year blitz like crazy. Mm-hmm. That is a Brian Flores thing. They blitz like crazy. And the Bills kind of don't, right? It's not really a McDermott thing to
almost
blitz
never.
To blitz a lot.
Right.
So let me get you a blitz percentage here. Minnesota, 38% of dropbacks they are blitzing. That's number one in the NFL.
Yeah.
The Bills are third from the bottom. 16% they blitz.
The Colts are also one of the worst pass defenses in the NFL this year.
Yep.
They are very bad at defending the pass. So, you know, if you're going to be missing weapons, this is an opponent where kind of maybe reminiscent of Jacksonville. The Bills did not have Amari Cooper in that game. And Coleman didn't even play for, what, the whole first quarter?
Yeah.
And they still went off against the Jaguars through the air. The Colts are one of those teams where you might not even need your full fleet of weapons and you can still torch them.
803-0550. Bills by a billion writes in, Casey is the Pats of the 2000s. All the annoyance, but not all the talent. I think they've got tons of talent. The difference is that now we care. Now we're invested. The 2000 Patriots, we were just, you know, on the side of the road watching them maul other teams.
Yeah.
And now the Bills are the ones that have taken it the wrong way a few times. Hopefully this year is different. I can't have an NFL where every year is the same season. At some point, this has to change. I don't want another year of, oh, that really good team in Kansas City that only plays home games at night in prime time. They squeaked out a couple more, and what you know it, they won the Super Bowl again. Who could believe it? It's boring. Sometimes they say, who could have written this script? The answer to this one is anybody that wrote this script would be fired. The script stinks.
Yeah.
They should lose sometimes. They're 8-0. Jay in Washington, D.C. Hey, Jay.
Yeah, how you doing, guys? Joe, like, first of all, I'm an Eagles fan. I've called y'all before, you know what I'm saying, you know, rooted for y'all to beat the Chiefs. But I just don't see how, Joe, you could say that you're not afraid of the Chiefs. The Chiefs are never scary. Like, every year, they you know, they win 14 games, or besides last year. But they just win because they play close to the vest, and no team knocks them out, you know what I'm saying, like, with a Mike Tyson. No team just, you know, Al Davis, sometimes in the first part of that game, the quarterback got to go down, and he got to go down hard. Nobody ever does that to them, except for Tampa Bay in the Super Bowl. They're the only ones in 2020. But nobody else, you know, does that to them. And you did bring up a good point. Now, I don't watch the Kansas City Chiefs play because I don't want to keep seeing that singer and stuff like that, and I'm just annoyed by that team. But it do seem like they never play any road prime time game. And I'm going to tell you why they win the coin toss all the time. I believe the ref comes to them with a coin that has the same thing on both sides of the coin and tells them. You know what I'm saying? That's how they win the coin toss all the goddamn time. So is a coin with two heads or a coin with two tails? And me personally, they already locked up home field advantage. Baltimore, you know, basically gave away home field advantage because they lost to two bad teams, the Raiders and the Browns. And I just don't see nobody coming as good as Detroit from the NFC. I wouldn't favor the Lions to beat Kansas City because you know the game's going to be tight. And you know Kansas City is going to pull it out. They're going to win three in a row. I'm sorry. I mean, it's just going to happen. They're going to win three in a row. They might go undefeated and win three in a row. I just have no confidence that anybody could beat them.
Thanks, Jay. I don't think they'll go undefeated. And I think the Bills very well could beat them here.
America's favorite place to watch football is Stadium Swim, located at Circa Resort and Casino in Las Vegas. Catch all the biggest games at a viewing experience built for sports fans. Chill in one of their six pools on three different levels for a perfect view of their massive screen. Plenty of seating options from cozy daybeds to private, temperature-controlled cabanas. Stadium Swim. Book your spot today at CircaLasVegas.com.
It's better over here.
Now at T-Mobile, get four 5G phones on us and four lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
I'm Jed Lipinski. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
In 2 weeks. And if they do, you know, listen, I'm mad today because they won in overtime like they always do, and it's boring. But if they lose to Denver next week, which you might have thought was more likely before Denver got smacked around by Baltimore.
Yep.
But that's a division game. If they lose to Denver, all of a sudden, if the Bills beat the Colts, you're now playing for the one seed. Could Detroit beat the Chiefs in the Super Bowl if that's the matchup? Yeah, I think Detroit could beat anybody. Detroit beat the Chiefs.
Me too.
They beat the Chiefs last year. I mean, we'll see about Detroit and the Bills, who wins that game. But, you know, there are a couple teams where, you know, they're explosive and the Bills are going to invite the run. And a couple teams might be qualified to beat the Bills like that. The Chiefs, the Ravens. I would add the Lions to that list.
Yeah. Yeah, I would too, for sure. They're number one in everything right now. Point differential, DVOA, anything you look at, Detroit's like the best team in the league. So, and on like, you know, like why they don't, I wouldn't even say that they don't fear, I don't fear them at all. I just don't fear them any differently than in past years when they wouldn't have been 8-0.
Oh, I agree with that.
Like to me, the record, the undefeated record doesn't change anything for me. And if it's a direct comparison to the Bills, like, to make some excuse for them, I guess, on one front. Like, I'm no less confident the Bills could beat them because I've seen them beat them. And yes, it was the regular season. I also saw them completely duff a game against them in the playoffs that we all know about. And then last year, again, like this is really where you make excuse for them a little bit. I don't know how that game goes if you're healthy because you're down to your fifth string linebacker in that football game. You have backup linebackers in, and I not to say it wasn't a real game, but I think that game goes very differently if you even have backups in there, let alone fourth stringers. So I'm not saying that Bills would automatically win that football game. I'm just not thinking that there's that much difference between these two football teams right now, and the record would tell you there's a little bit of a gap.
I completely agree with all that. Like, I don't think the Chiefs are much different than they've been any other year. I'm not looking at them because they're unbeaten. For me, it's more, I've just seen this movie so many times, I'm bracing myself. So the rule change I teased before the break. First off, the coin toss has always been the problem. Yeah. And it is still a problem that overtime has a coin toss. Even in the playoffs now, where you guarantee possessions, okay, one team scores a touchdown, the other team scores a touchdown, the other team gets the ball now. Like, that's still not equal. It's still the coin toss is the problem and always has been to me. So here's my rules, my modest rules proposal. Overtime possession should be predetermined.
Overtime possession predetermined. Before the game.
It should be a format. Yeah. Road teams get it. Boom. End of story. Road teams get the ball in overtime.
Yeah.
If you are on the road and you've earned overtime, you get the ball. Now, as the home team, you go in knowing that. You want to go the other way? What about if we make it home field advantage? Okay. Home teams get the ball in overtime. I don't care which one it is. But if it's predetermined and locked in the same way that, you know, the bottom of the ninth comes after the top of the ninth. If I know who's getting the ball to start overtime, I will change the regular regulation. What would have happened if the Chiefs, I'm sorry, if Todd Bowles knew the Chiefs are going to have the ball to start overtime, would he have gone for two? I believe he would.
I bet. If he didn't, most coaches would.
Most coaches would.
Most coaches would go for two.
I mean, the Bills and Dolphins did not go to overtime. It nearly did.
Yeah.
If Mike McDaniel knew the Bills are going to get this ball to start overtime, would he go for two?
Right.
Yes.
A tie suddenly
is less.
Is just, yeah. Way less valuable.
I've hated the coin toss for decades.
Yeah.
I believe that is still the original sin of all the overtime conversations. Mm-hmm. And while they've done good work to lessen the strength of it, it still exists. And here are the Chiefs in the regular season in the last 4 years, 6-0 in overtime with 5 coin toss wins.
It's insane.
So, that's my answer.
I like that.
Tie possession into a formula that's very, very easy. Home team gets the ball. That way, you're driving for the Bills are up 3. Miami is driving. Do they want to kick a field goal? Well, if they force overtime, the Bills get the ball, they would go for it. Now, the NFL might not want that because they probably like overtime. Then again, they put 10 minutes on overtime, and then it's a tie. If the Chiefs had fumbled the ball on that possession, the Bucs would have gotten the ball with 4 minutes left at their own 2.
Mm-hmm.
Overtime's almost over. Anyway, 803-0550, 1-888-550-2550 to join us. It is Tuesday. It's trade deadline day here on WGR. You can give us a call. We'll get more phone calls in. Get some trade names out there. Lindy Ruff at 8, Chris Trapasso at 9, and a new segment we need your help naming at 7:30.
There's sports betting, and then there's Circa Las Vegas, an adults-only sports watching nirvana. Now you can watch up to 19 games at the world's largest sports book on a 78-million-pixel, 3-story mega screen. Plus, it's always spectator season at America's largest pool amphitheater, Stadium Swim. Stadium Swim is open 365 days a year and features all sports on an epic 143-foot screen. Book your reservation at CircaLasVegas.com. Circa Las Vegas, this is sports the way it should be. It's better
over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allowed 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device, credit, service, ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
I'm Jed Lipinski. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.